return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Welcome to a service at Holy Life Tabernacle in Brookings, South Dakota. We are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Now let's go into the sanctuary, and here's today's message.
Our God is an awesome God.
And his wife, and just part of the worship team and part of the ministry here, and it's been a blessing. And his dad pastors there in the Accra region. And appreciate your heart, Sydney. Mention the church name, too, that it's your dad's and stuff like that. And also, is this going to be on Facebook Live? Is it hooked up? Is it on now? Okay, well, we welcome you from Accra and those that are part of Sydney's family and so forth there. And his dad and mom and congregation, we just welcome you in Accra to our service here tonight in South Dakota, USA. So we bless you in Jesus' name, and let's welcome Sydney Nan, all right, as he comes just to sing and then to share.
Hallelujah. I'm excited to be here tonight. I don't know about you. Yeah, it's an opportunity to be blessed. Just close your eyes if you can with me, still in the mood of worship. He's worthy of our praise. Yes, Jesus is. Just lift your voice and appreciate him. Adabashai, you are worthy of our praise. Just honor the Lord with your lips. One more time. We give you glory, Lord. The psalmist said, I'll bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my head. We give you all the praise, Lord. We give you all the praise, Lord. Don't cease worshiping. Don't cease worshiping. Give him the fruit of your lips. Debadosha. We give you praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus. There is none like unto you. There is none that can be compared unto you, O God. You are the great I am. You are the great I am. Jesus' name we worship. Amen. God bless you for coming here tonight. I believe you're going to be blessed. You're already blessed, but you're going to be more blessed than you came. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for this opportunity. Thank Pastor Dave, Mama Jeannie, Pastor Randon, the entire leadership of this church, you know, for the wonderful work we're doing. Amen. God gave me a word. You know, that's not what I'm going to talk about, but God wants me to tell you that He cares about you. You might not feel it, you might not see it, but He cares about you. Scripture says, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." His only begotten Son. You know, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And 3 John chapter 1, you know, talks about His wish for us. He said, "I wish above all things that you mayest prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." And so this is His wish. You know, like I said, you might not feel it. Maybe you're trusting God for something, and it's not yet been done. Just hold on to the word of God. He will do it. Hold on to God. Thank God for the confirmation that came. Mama Jeannie said, "Don't give up hope. You know, hold on. And He will meet you." I want to talk to you about something important, very important, about the importance of the blood of Jesus. The importance of the blood of Jesus. Someone will say it's not Easter yet. You know, we don't have to wait till Easter to talk about the blood of Jesus. This is something we have to remind ourselves and talk about every day. You know, it's very important to know what at all does the blood do for us as believers, and how can we use the blood for our advantage? What is there to gain from the blood? And that is what we want to talk about tonight. The first one is life. The importance of the blood. The blood gives life. Genesis chapter 9, verse 4. "But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat." So He was talking about, you know, giving the Israelites a commandment. And He mentioned to them that there is life in the blood. Leviticus explained it more. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls." But the emphasis is on the life. Scripture says that the life is in the blood. That's why, you know, when someone loses blood, what happens? The person dies of. And so, if the blood of bulls and heifer could give life, how much more could the blood of Jesus? Hallelujah. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So when you sin, in the Old Testament, you are supposed to, you know, be killed. You are supposed to die. And so what happens is that for atonement to be made, you bring a sacrifice. You know, so
you bring a goat, you know, to the temple, give it to the priest, and the priest will make atonement. And so the life of the animal will be taken instead of you. So what happens is that you lay hands on the animal, confess your sins unto the animal, and the animal is slaughtered. You do the slaughtering. You know, and so that life is taken instead of yours. So there is an exchange. But now we have one life that is without blemish, that speaks for our past, speaks for our present and our future. And that is the blood of Jesus. And so when we become born again, there is a package that we receive. Not just life, but there's much more. The second one we want to look at is atonement. The blood makes atonement for us, for our sins. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. Without shedding of blood. And so this is something that's spiritual. And today it's still happening. But the difference is that in the new covenant, in the New Testament, it's done once and for all. So we don't have to buy goats and buy sheep and buy, you know, all the animals and slaughter them, because one perfect sacrifice has been made on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. Without blemish. A sacrifice without blemish. A sacrifice without. Romans chapter 5 verse 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. We have now received the atonement. So you and I were not, you know, part of it. If time permits us, we'll talk about the old tabernacle, how it was designed. You know, we have the outer chamber, we have the holy place, and the holies of holies. We were not even allowed in the holy place. We were not part of it. Yes, we were not. And so, when Jesus died, there was a veil that was separating the holies of holies from the holy place. And the Bible said that curtain torn from top to bottom. You know, and now we have access to the Father. We can enter boldly. Hallelujah. Because of that. Let's not, you know, let me not go ahead of myself. The third one is forgiveness. We'll talk about the access, but the third one is forgiveness. We have received forgiveness because of the blood. We have received forgiveness. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. We have received forgiveness. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and cows, hallelujah, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. Hallelujah. And so we are forgiven. Acts chapter 13 verse 37. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Acts chapter 13, verse 37. Okay, go to 38. Okay, just go to the next one. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And so when the devil comes to remind you of your past, you have to remind him of what Jesus has done by his blood. We have forgiveness of sins. It doesn't matter how horrible your past is. The blood of Jesus can wash away. The blood of Jesus can offer forgiveness. Hallelujah. The fourth one is reconciliation. Reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Reconciliation means peace. Peace with God. So we don't attract the wrath of God to take us to hell. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us to the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed us unto the word of reconciliation. And so, one thing the blood does is to reconcile us, to connect us back to him. You know, that is what happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam sinned. Adam lost contact with God. And so when Jesus came to restore. Jesus came to reconcile, bring us back to the Father, presented us to the Father, and said, these are your people. You know, the blood has bought us. The blood has, you know, washed us. The blood has made us whole one more time. And so we are reconciled with the Father. We are reconciled with the Father. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. By him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him. I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven, everything unto himself, reconcile everything unto himself. Hallelujah. The fifth thing we want to talk about is redemption. We have been redeemed. Hallelujah. We have been redeemed. Redemption means to purchase or to buy back. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. And so Christ has bought us back, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. There is a story of a young boy who made a boat. And so it took him time, you know, to make this boat. And he went on a rainy day to test the boat. So he put a boat on the water. And the water took the boat away. And this guy, you know, started crying in tears. Oh, my boat is gone. My boat is gone. And so the guy went to look for the boat. The next day he went to school. And he met his friend. And his friend was like, hey, guess what? I have something to show you. And he saw his boat. He said, this boat is mine. His friend was like, no, I'm not giving it to you. It's mine. And so he was like, what would you take in exchange of that boat? Because it's mine. I want it back. And he said, I want $1. So this guy went, you know, to save money, and then came back and bought back the boat. When he got it, he said, "You are mine. I made you with my hands. You are mine. I have bought you back." And that is a story of redemption. Jesus made us. Jesus created us. And man fell, and so lost contact with God. And he bought us with his blood, with his life. He laid it down and bought us back. And so now he says, "You are mine. Whatever I have, you have." The scripture says we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And so he bought us and brought us to our very place where we were supposed to be. And so to inherit everything in God. Everything in God. Everything in God. Everything you can think of belongs to us. This is a knowing. This is something that we, a consciousness that we must walk in. That we have all things. We have it. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. And so we must walk in that knowledge. Oh. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18. "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things," hallelujah, "as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot." And so in the old covenant, if you're going to make a sacrifice, the animal that you bring should be without blemish. You see, that is what brought about the selling in the house of God. You remember in the book when Jesus went to the tabernacle and people were selling and exchanging monies, and the Bible said he cracked the whip. You know, that came about because of these things. So they started selling in order to get a perfect sacrifice. You know, they brought animals to the tabernacle, and so they selected the good ones, you know. And so the Bible is saying that, yes, they presented animals without blemish. But Jesus was without sin. And so his blood is much more better than the animals. You know, the reason why no one or nobody's blood can equal that of Jesus is because we are the seed of Adam. You know, there is one sin that makes us all sinners. It's not because of how good you are. It's not because of what you've done or what you've not done. It's a matter of whose seed are you? And so we came from Adam. Anybody who comes from Adam automatically is sinful. That nature, that is what Jesus dealt with on the cross. And so that is why the guy who came to Jesus by night, yes, when he said, "What should I do to be saved?" Right? And this is someone who had studied the law. He knew everything, you know. And Jesus said, "You must, when it comes to salvation, you must be born again. It has nothing to do with your good or your bad. You must be born again." He said, "How can I be born again?" So salvation, you know, Jesus offers that and says that you have to receive him as your Lord and personal Savior. And all the package you shall receive. Hallelujah. The seed thing that we get is sanctification. Oh, hallelujah. Sanctification by the blood of Jesus. Sanctification means to be made holy, to be made clean, to be made pure. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. So the emphasis is sanctify the people with his own blood. And so the blood gives us sanctification. And so when we come to take the communion, these are things that we remind ourselves. Hallelujah. We tell ourselves we are sanctified. We tell ourselves we are forgiven. We are reconciled with the Father. We tell ourselves we have life. We are redeemed. We've been bought back. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Cleanseth from all sin. We are sanctified. We are cleaned. We are made holy. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. Washed us from sins in his own blood. Because of our time, you know, we cannot exhaust all of that. I'll add two more, and if I get the opportunity, if I come your way again, we are going to continue from there. And we'll look at crucifixion itself, how, you know, Jesus died on the cross, and how different Jesus' death is from other deaths. Because this is one question that people are asking or, you know, talking about. What is so particular about the death of Jesus? What different does it make? There are people who also got crucified. But we'll talk about the details of the crucifixion. When the Bible talks about, you know, breaking, the Bible says his body was broken. All these things are, you know, we're going to look at it, how he was beaten, flogged. What you remember, the Bible said at a point in time he sweat blood. We're going to look at that. There's a medical term, and you know, we'll go through that process. And I believe that you'll be blessed. Hallelujah. Let's look at one more. Justification. We have been justified. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Justification. We are saved from hell by being justified by the blood of Jesus. Now, justification is a legal term that means being made righteous, even though you are not righteous. Did we get that? Let me repeat it. Justification is a legal term that means that it means being made righteous, even though you are not righteous. And so we have the righteousness of Christ. And so when God sees us in the realm of the Spirit, God sees the righteousness of Christ. You see, the laws in the spirit cannot be broken. Okay? The soul that sins must die. That is something that is, it's a law, spiritual principle, spiritual law. And so in order for God to make sure that we were exempted, he had to make provision through the blood of Jesus. And so now we had to attain the righteousness of Christ to be exempted from all the negatives, from death. And so when you become born again, you have the right. That's why, you know, scripture says that we are all looking like him. We are conforming to his image. And so even though some people will look more like him than the others, you know, depending on the fruits, depending on the characters, the things that we exhibit, we bear. Okay, so in the spirit, we have the righteousness of, we all look like him. Glory be to God. We are justified. We've been made righteous because of the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus. Alabashanda. Ah, glory be to God. Can I add one more? Yeah, we have access to God. We have access to God. So in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, we needed a priest. So when you are coming to the priest, you bring two goats. Okay? One goat, you know, to make atonement. You know? And so you needed someone to usher you into the presence of God. I don't know whether you've heard about this, but on the Day of Atonement, a lot of things go into it. The priest himself was not sure whether he was going to make it. Because when he entered the Holy of Holies, he could die. And so they had, you know, bells and, you know, other things that will make noise on the hem of their garment. And mostly they had a rope tied to their leg. And so in case they don't hear the bells ring, they know that something went wrong. And so they could pull, because nobody could enter the Holy of Holies. And so they'll pull the high priest by the rope. And then I don't know what else they'll do. It meant that the whole country was doomed. So that was how, you know, powerful that was. But when Jesus died, the curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place tore into two. And he said, now you can enter boldly. So we don't need the high priest anymore. Jesus is our high priest. And he's made atonement for us. He's made provision. He said, come as you are. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Come. It doesn't matter your past. He says, come. Come. He's calling us. Come. We have access to God. We can lift up holy hands and say, Abba, Father, we give you glory. We have access to him. He has put us in the place where we belong, where Jesus is, joined hands with Christ. Hallelujah. Can you lift your voice one more time and thank God for the blood of Jesus? Thank God for the death on the cross. We thank you, Lord. Kado shadaba, lebra daba santalabam. Thank you for the sacrifice you made, O God, on the cross of Calvary. We are redeemed. We have life because of your blood. We've been redeemed. We've been reconciled unto you, O God. We are victorious. We have access to you, O God. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Leba shanda labadosa. Lebra dabadosa tadadaba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want us to pray this prayer one more time. You want to prophesy. You want to speak. You know, the Bible says that when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you shall receive power. Dunamis, the ability to cause a change. That means that when you speak a word, it must happen. When you see something negatively happening, you have everything it takes to speak the positive, to change the situation. You want to speak into your family. You want to speak into your life. You want to speak into this church. Whatever you have seen, whatever the Spirit of the Lord lays within your spirit to pray about, you want to prophesy and speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice. Shadabadosa. Lebradosa, we speak revival, revival in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Elabadosa, leprakadabadosa, we speak revival, a quickening of our mortal bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. Lebradosa, lebradosa, Father, you said you build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for building your church. Worldwide. Thank you for building your church in this community. Thank you for building your church. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for bringing in more workers. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for raising financiers. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for raising more pastors. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for raising more evangelists, more prophets. In the name of Jesus, more teachers of your word. Lebadosha, lebadabakosa. In the mighty name of Jesus, Alibadosa, we thank you that we are victorious. We are victorious. We are victorious. We are victorious. In our daily walk with you, O God. In the name of Jesus, lebadababosa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for all you are doing. We thank you for what you continue to do in our lives. We thank you for your word. Eyes have not seen, either he has heard, neither has it entered the hearts of men what you are about to do for them that love you. Thank you, O God, for your word. Thank you that we are victorious. Thank you that we are more than conquerors. Thank you that we've been justified. Thank you that we have access to you. Thank you that we've been redeemed. Thank you that we have life. You have given us life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this inspirational message. We trust that you were encouraged in your faith. For additional information or resources, please contact the church at 605-692-4616. You can email us at holylife@brookings.net or visit our website at holylifetabernacle.com. If you're in the Brookings area, please stop by to visit a service. We are located at 241 Mustang Pass, just off Main Avenue South. Our service times are Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., also Wednesday nights at 7. God bless you.